This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
.com/505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, an absolutely glorious Monday evening. Humidity is down, temperature is about 75. It's nice. Nice. Got all the windows open, as you can hear, because our trash truck just went by picking up the trash. We got our buddy Stu Smith joining us at the bottom of the hour, about a half an hour from now. Stu's the guy that has all of these unbelievable, sadly true, but just make your mind boggle, the images from college campuses. Just crazy. It's just absolute craziness. And anyway, Stu's got some stuff, and you know, here we are, we're talking about VCU and UVA and all that other series. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. All these other events taking place at college campuses, it's clear that so much of this stuff was kind of pre-cooked, right? Pre-packaged. Hey, we're going to send you these really expensive tents. We're going to send everybody a bunch of keffiyehs. You're going to march around. These are the phrases that you're going to say, and you're going to attack the Jewish kids on campus. It's ugly, but there it is. You know, we're coming up on a year. It's tough to believe that October the 7th will be a year. You know, I was supposed to be in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and then the trip got canceled. The Jewish Community Federation of Richmond canceled the trip. And I think they're supposed to go sometime later this month. I'm not going to be able to go, though, because Heidi's going to be out doing stuff. And I've never been, and I'm just so desperate at this point to go to Israel. Desperate, probably the right. I'm desperate. I have to go. I just have to go. And I got to do something. I got to be part of this. And anyway, we've got Bill O'Reilly. He's going to join us tomorrow. Always look forward to chatting with O'Reilly. It's been a while, and he will certainly have some insight into what to expect from President Trump in the debate tomorrow. The day after, Wednesday, which is actually September the 11th, it'll be 23 years since the 9/11 attacks. We'll be joined by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to talk about that, as well as Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. So a lot of great stuff that's coming up, and I want to share with you a few more of these snippets and just try and make heads or tails out of it. Jeremy, if you don't mind, can we do that that Bernie Sanders clip one more time? Bernie Sanders, as you know, an unapologetic socialist. People talk about him as a Democrat. Remember now, he actually sits as an independent, but he, quote, caucuses with the Democrats. 8 years ago, when he was running for president, he was dismissed by most mainstream Democrats as being a mishugana, as a crazy person, because of his far left wing views. These were not left of center. These were not, hey, it's the Democrat Party. We think the government has a role. Scoop Jackson and Doug Wilder, Hubert Humphrey, even. Not that Democrat Party. And the folks then said, no, you're too much for us. Now, fast forward a few years, Bernie Sanders is the mainstream of the Democrats. Kamala Harris believes everything that he does. But take a listen to what Bernie has to say.
She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I believe both of them. I do. I believe her when she tells me she's a radical, because she's proven it through her years in public life. She is a radical. And she's going to try and paint this picture of herself as a middle class woman, somebody who probably had to scrape and save at some point, except she never had to scrape and save. There was no scrimping. She and I are about the same age. I'm going to tell you right now, her family wasn't busy cutting coupons. Not a chance. Mine was. My mom figured out a dozen different things to prepare with ground beef and noodles. We didn't have hamburger helper. We had hamburger helper, all right? She wasn't in that situation ever. And if we want to get completely and totally honest about it, she spent a good chunk of her life living in Montreal, Quebec. She wasn't even living in the United States. And where they lived in Montreal, Westmount, out on the island, is a beautiful area. And there are no middle class people in Westmount. They are all upper middle class and upper. So I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what she does tomorrow. Well, we should just vote for her because we need a woman as president. Well, I don't go along with that. I think if there were a woman running for president who had great ideas and great vision and great policies, I would be more than happy to vote for them. For me, anyway, personally, I am not overly concerned with whether it is a man or a woman who is running for office. I look at the ideas. I look at what it is they believe in. And let me give you a little snippet from The View. This is that, Alyssa Farah Griffin? I don't know what's happened to her. For a period of time, she seemed to be kind of a mainstream, maybe even an establishment Republican. She served in the Trump White House for a short period of time, right? But now she's on The View, and I guess there's something in their coffee. Take a listen to cut number one.
And the reality is you shouldn't underestimate Donald Trump. He's now done more presidential debates, I should say, than anyone in history. And he's somebody who came up on television. He's a communicator. He's somebody who's used to speaking to a mass audience. If he can stay focused and he stays to the core issues, economy, border, it's a good night for him. But we've also seen the world in which he shouts out the Proud Boys, or he talks about Hannibal Lecter, or he gets into name calling. That could go against him. To Kamala Harris, she needs to look presidential. We're incredibly backwards as a country that we've never had a female president. So for a lot of people, seeing somebody up there who's a woman who might be our first female president, she needs to seem commanding. She cannot get too in the weeds on policy. She needs to talk about it, but can't get sidetracked. Big picture, how will you demonstrably make people's lives better? How will you turn the economy around? If she can do that and not get rattled by Donald Trump, it'll be a good night for her.
So we're a backwards country because we have not had a woman president as of yet? Man, that seems awfully bigoted, doesn't it? Really, that sounds to me like a bigoted phrase. Are you only going to vote for someone because of their gender? Or because of their skin color? Because of their religion? Because if that's the case, I think you're a nitwit. But doesn't it sound like that's what she's saying there? I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping, honest to goodness, I just screwed that up. But I don't think I did. I think it is a sad situation if that is really, honestly, how you are deciding who should be the leader of this nation. I know there's some who are going to get suckered in with some of the social media influencers, right? I mean, you go back 20 years, there was no such thing as a social media influencer. If you would have told somebody that was going to be your line of work, they would have looked at you, first of all, and said, what is social media? And secondly, what is an influencer? And how do you put the two together? Well, now you have folks, TikTok in particular, very, very quick little snippets. Your kids, Your grandkids are consuming that as information, as news. And some of them, I do believe, sadly, will absolutely vote on, based on the nonsense that they see there. And it's very surface level. But she also said, oh, she shouldn't really talk about policy, but she should talk about turning the economy around. Well, how about asking her why the economy is screwed up in the first place? Doesn't she have to answer for that? Madam Vice President, your first day on the job was January the 20th, 2021. What have you done in the last 3.5 years to secure the border, make sure the economy is working properly, and, oh, by the way, when did you notice that Joe Biden had lost his ever-loving mind? And why did you lie to the American people about that? Those are questions I'd like to hear. I don't think we will, but I think those are some of the biggest issues out there. Tomorrow morning, John Reed is going to be here, 6 a.m., right? Right at 6, you're going to tune in. You got Gary Hess delivering the news, and then it's John Reed. Now, you know, John and I team up every couple of months. We do politics and pints, and we've been opening it up to more and more and more people. So coming up on October the 16th down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell, we're doing our 8th iteration of Politics and Pints. Obviously, I will be there. Obviously, John will be there. Those are really the two most important, but we've got Brian Kilmeade coming in again. He had so much fun last time. We've got Dana Loesch coming in this time. This will be a first. She'll be joining us. Oh, and then Guttman, Howard Guttman. What are you going to do? We have like a whole diversity thing, so we're including one crazy left-winger, and that's Guttman. But other than that, it'll be a great time. The only way to get tickets is to go online to WRBA.com. We don't sell them at the door. We're not giving them away as prizes. Please don't ask me because I don't have any. You've got to go to WRBA.com, get your tickets. 515 Jeff Katz, News Radio.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
WRBA. Now, there's a birthday present, right? Yes, I am celebrating another trip around the sun today. Thank you very much. One of the things that makes this Monday evening so absolutely lovely. I know we've got a beautiful dinner in the offing, and I don't mean to brag or anything, but Laura Sylvester from the Pie Safe Baking Company made me a cake. Oh, she absolutely did. She rolled it and patted it and marked it with a J and everything. She made me a cake, a birthday cake. And she's now like our official baker. Everything that we do, seriously, birthdays, holidays, it's like, hey, Laura, here's what we were thinking about. And she just, poof, makes it. It's always delicious. So she reached out to me, very, very kind, very, very kind, and said, I'd like to make you a cake for your birthday. And I said, well, I would like you to make me a cake for my birthday. And we just sort of started talking about what she could make. And I said, you know what I would really love? I mean, I love strawberry shortcake. I love anything with peaches. And I like cake. I mean, what's not to like? I said, but you know, my mom has been gone, I think it's like, is it 8 years, 7 years? It's a while. And I haven't had a chocolate chip cake since she passed. My mom used to make a chocolate chip cake like nobody's business. And I don't know how many pounds of butter, how many pounds of chocolate chips were in there. But boy, that was... it was my favorite. It remains my favorite. So Laura said, you know, it's funny you mention that. My mom also does a really delicious chocolate chip cake. Let me get her recipe. And Heidi and I went looking. We swear we have my mom's recipe for that cake somewhere. I know we do. And we couldn't find it. We're going to keep looking, though. And Laura said, well, I'm going to make you chocolate chip cake. So she and Dave showed up a little bit earlier today. They brought the cake. I've got to confess, I did look inside. It's beautiful. Oh, it looks like my mom's cake. So I'm excited about that. And then both Heidi and Joe and, well, Emily, too, went out to get ice cream. I didn't tell either one of them about that. Like when Joe and Emily were going out, I said, hey, guys, do me a favor. While you're out doing whatever you're doing, running around, having fun, stop and get some good quality ice cream to go with the cake. And Joe said, oh, okay, sure, happy to do it. And then a little bit earlier this afternoon, after Joe and Emily had left, Heidi said to me, I have to run down to Food Lion. I said, oh, okay. I said, what are you getting? She said, ice cream. Oh, excellent. So she doesn't know, or at least she didn't know until 4 seconds ago, that we had another ice cream delivery coming in as well. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. All right, let me get to a couple of quick texts here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, you having your birthday dinner at Jake's place? I'm not. Jake's is actually closed on Monday, so I shan't be doing that, but I do think we're going to order in some really tasty tidbits and watch this big debate tomorrow night. Maggie says, Jeff, you know, Donald Trump had to shop at Kmart at one time. I don't think Kamala Harris ever did. I agree with you. 434 says, Jeff, we've not had a woman president because we've had blank, poor female candidates. Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, they weren't great candidates. Sometimes doesn't have anything to do with the gender. It has to do with whether you are or are not a good candidate. Jeff, did you ever think that anyone could surpass Hillary Clinton in the untruth department? Well, here we are. Kamala Harris in 2024. Hillary's giving her advice on the debate. Wow. And 804, happy birthday, Jeff. Hope your cake is all that you remember. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Don't forget, the only way to get tickets for Politics and Pints October the 16th at the Beacon Theater again in Hopewell, you got to go online. They're selling out, man. I don't want you to miss it. When they're gone, they are gone. WRBA.com is the only way to get them. WRBA.com. It's me. It's John Reed. It's Brian Kilmeade. And Dana Lash is coming in this time as well. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 534, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday evening. I think it's lovely. I really do. It's about 75 degrees. What's the humidity officially? Well, it's up to 60%, but it's not bad at all. It's a nice night. I'm going to enjoy sitting out on the Arcadec deck in a few moments. And before we get to our friend Stu Smith, who's going to really expose even more of the ugliness, this vicious anti-Semitism that we're seeing at VCU and UVA and a whole slew of other places, I've got to take a moment here, a point of personal privilege, as they say in Congress. And I want to say thank you to everybody who has been kind enough to wish me a happy birthday today. I really do appreciate it. Honest to goodness, it means the world. As you know, folks in Central Virginia have been very, very, very kind to me over the years. And I just have to share with you that I got a birthday card today that put a gigantic smile on my face. Now, you all know about my bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey, down there in Midlothian, right? Love Emily. Absolutely love Emily. And I love her bracelets, and I wear her bracelets every single day. Well, I got a beautiful birthday card today, and all of the members of the Morrissey clan signed it, and that includes Emily. Emily's autograph now is so beautiful. She has improved her penmanship so much over the last couple of years. It's amazing to me, the accomplishments and the strides. And you may be thinking, well, how do I even know? Because I have kept all of Emily's cards and notes throughout the years. And I can go back a couple of years, and I can see the progress that she has made. I think it's because she signs like thousands of autographs every year now because she's such a flippin' rock star and superstar. I love her. All right. Well, anyway, Emily, thank you so much for putting a big smile on my face. And if you want to put a smile on Emily's face, go to emilysbracelets.com. Great, great, great people. Okay. Now, that's all positive and lovey and happy. Now, let's talk about the absolute garbage that is happening, unfortunately, on some of our college campuses. Stu Smith has been with us a number of times. If you're not following him on X, boy, are you missing out, because he's got videos, these undercover videos in some cases, and really just telling them that anti-Semitism is okay. You listen to these things, you watch these things, and thank God he's exposing it. Stu, I appreciate you being here, buddy.
Always happy to be on WRVA with you, and happy birthday, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Stu. I appreciate that. VCU has got some wackadoodle professor now canceling classes, leading people out of school. UVA, the nonsense is going on. You're following all of that and all of this vicious anti-Semitism all over the country. I mean, you want to just give us an update where we are?
Sure. So locally, there's definitely been a lot going on. You know, with all of these schools going back for the fall semester, you're having these disorientations. Mm. So depending on the campus, it might look like a certain way. So like at Brown, they're focused on divestment. But, you know, here in Virginia, we thankfully have A.G. Mieris and Governor Youngkin and, you know, the board of visitors that we have aren't entertaining anything like that.
Right.
So obviously the disorientation for VCU is going to focus on, well, how can we make the lives of the governor and the board of visitors just miserable across the board? And so with VCU, they're focusing on, well, you need to target the power structures. You need to make them afraid. You need to make their lives miserable. You know, these are the things that we consider dirt about them. Mm. And their whole worldview is just hate and negativity. So they laugh at things like when President Rao will invoke something and say, well, we're a big Ramley, you know, the VCU Ram family. They make fun of that. And then they will go into, well, you know, VCU's endowment is so large because they're evil capitalists and, you know, the Board of Visitors, and this is a direct quote, old white men mostly, student rep has no power, often in closed session, and no transparency. And obviously, you know, closed session is something that does have to happen. I also wish we had more transparency on certain things, but they just see the endowment and all the good that VCU has done and Richmond over the past few decades as just gentrification, and that Governor Youngkin is an evil white supremacist. And I mean, it just is so out of line. And, you know, there are plenty of things that we can criticize VCU about.
Yeah.
Doug Wilder has been great about some of these weird building deals that have imploded.
Yep.
The Qatari money that goes into VCU.
Yep.
You know, another thing that I think we should talk about more, and personally, I think there's a lot of safety issues regarding the Pulse buses and women being targeted by just, frankly, people with mental health issues on the Pulse. So there's so many things that we could criticize, but instead, you know, we have SJP at VCU and Not Welcome at VCU focusing on, you know, tearing apart the community instead of actually focusing on things that could maybe improve life for people in Richmond. So as we speak, they're actually at city council protesting outside before it gets started at 6. So they're going to be at the city council tonight, you know, making the lives of the city council miserable.
Yes.
So this is who we're dealing with on an everyday basis at VCU, and this is just one microcosm of one campus that we all know very well, and this is a problem that we're seeing all across the Western world and even internationally.
Well, Stu, let me ask you to weigh in on a couple of things, and I do want to remind everybody there is a Richmond City Council meeting tonight, and once again, the pro-Hamas crowd is out at the Richmond City Council harassing members of the City Council. What they're trying to do is get the Richmond City Council to adopt a measure condemning Israel. And I've got to give credit believe it or not, to the Richmond City Council members who thus far have said, thank you, we're good. We got to deal with sewers and potholes and staffing. We're not going to get into that, but I am fearful. You told me, now, Stu, just moments ago, and I will remind everybody, Stu Smith is joining us, the great Stu Smith, who's joined us so many times, all of these videos that he's been able to obtain and video himself of college campuses and the insanity that's out there. You're telling me that these folks at VCU have accused Governor Glenn Youngkin of being a white supremacist?
Yes. So this goes back to when he gave the commencement speech last year, and they all walked out. And so I have another quote for you. So they were courageous decision to platform anti-trans, LGBTQ, white supremacist, war profiteer, Glenn Youngkin. So that's straight from their disorientation magazine that they put out. So all of this stuff, you know, the College Fix, Jennifer Cabani, awesome. Yep. She featured it. It's all out there. You just have to look for it. So I'll do another tweet about this tonight. Okay. I'll tag you, Jeff. Okay. And just so you're, go and look at this stuff and read it, and that this is what's happening locally. Yeah. And, you know, I applaud A.G. Mieris that, you know, he worked really hard to get these rules to be better so that everyone is clear about what is unacceptable on campus. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have people in Virginia like Tim Kaine who are focusing on things like, well, I don't want us to be criminalizing the students. Well, if the students break the law, then, I mean, what are we supposed to do? So, I mean, so that's kind of the problem that we have in this purple state of ours.
You know, it's weird, Stu, because we talk about, as you say, Tim Kaine, we don't want to criminalize the students. And I hear that and I'm thinking, okay, so what you're going to do is you're not going to arrest everybody for having a beer in the dorm. That's what I'm thinking. But that's not what this is. This is hateful, violent activity that's being organized. It is clearly directed at specific groups. And if we can't all agree that that is wrong, then we got problems. We didn't even get to UVA. Stu, can I ask a favor of you?
Yes, what's up?
Would you mind maybe next week talk with Jeremy, but let's get you back to talk a little bit about UVA. I know you got a lot of stuff about Brown and all these campuses, all these colleges that are outside of our Commonwealth, but we've got so much going on here. I'd love to get you back, talk about UVA. Now, you said you're going to tag me on X this evening. Give everybody your address as well, because they have to follow you and see this and read this stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I am on X, and it's at THESTUSTUSTUDIO. So at the Stu Studio. And I'm tweeting every day.
You certainly are. Keep up the good work, my friend. We'll talk to you really, really soon. That is Stu Smith. If you want to get an inside look at the insanity going on at VCU, some of the craziness that's being visited upon the Richmond City Council, I am telling you right now, sure as I am sitting here, that Stu Smith has got that every single day. I don't even know how many times I look at his things, but primarily looking at college campuses around America, we're in a world of hurt. And Stu is uncovering it. He shares it on X. He shares it with us. And I am just grateful to him for doing that sort of hard work. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got Bill O'Reilly dropping by. Haven't chatted with O'Reilly in a while, so I'm really looking forward to that. We'll talk about the upcoming debate. Remember, tomorrow night, President Trump and Vice President Harris. And then Wednesday, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be with us, and we'll be talking about the debate. And it will also be September the 11th. So we'll talk about the 23rd anniversary of the brutal slaughter. That's what it was. September the 11th, 2001. We have to talk about it. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. This one I may need to just let play out, right? Mm-hmm. Oh. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And that is as close as I am ever going to be, to being president or to Marilyn Monroe. So getting two check marks right there. Thank you. It is, in fact, today my birthday. Thank you very much to everyone, and I do mean everyone, for all of the very, very kind birthday wishes. It's only slightly embarrassing. That's all. For the most part, it's not, because it's really cool, and it's really nice to see that there are people that are really so friendly, and I do appreciate that. Now, we've got a lot that we have dealt with today. I understand that. I do want to remind you that tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my buddy John Reed is going to be here. John may announce tomorrow he's running for lieutenant governor. It's become like a day-to-day thing, right? We don't know exactly when he will, or maybe he will not. I don't know. He hasn't told me. I'm just going to tell you that flat out. I do not know the answer to it. What I have said is this. If John runs, then he has my complete, total, unadulterated support. What is it? Complete and total? Isn't that what Donald Trump says when he endorses somebody? Complete and total support. I will vote for him. I will tell you that I am voting for him. And I will actually even make a monetary contribution to his campaign. Seriously, I want him to do it. I think it would be great. Absolutely great. I don't have quite enough time to get to our MSNBC clip, which is okay. Germ, I'm going to ask you to put that into our soggy salad category, and we will get to it tomorrow. But I do want to give you cut number four. Now, cut number four is an undercover cut. It may not be as clear as we would like it to be. I know Jeremy has tried to work his magic to clean it up and make it as easy to listen to as possible. But just so you know, it is an undercover video. It's with someone from the Department of Justice, a pretty important person, apparently, in the Department of Justice, who kind of lets the genie out of the bag, out of the bottle, rather, and says, you know, this is lawfare being waged against Donald Trump. Cut number four.
Before he decided to prosecute Trump, did you know who he was? You do now. Albert Bragg, yeah, who I've known for 15 years. Mm-hmm. He used to work in my office. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what he wants to be, but I know he's not happy just being the DA of New York County. So now he's very ambitious. Every real estate person in New York does what he did. Nobody's ever been charged with this. It's all him. You know, it's a perversion of justice. He was stacking charges and rearranging things just to make it fit a case. No, to be honest with you, I think the case is nonsense.
State level is like the Wild West. They're like idiots. They don't care. They're all political. So yeah, this guy's probably going to try to lock him up. And there is going to be, it's going to be ugly.
Wow. Now remember, that guy there is going to get ugly. That guy there talking about stacking charges. That guy there about how blanked up the state system is. That's not a member of our team, just so you know. That's a Department of Justice guy. Again, it's one of these undercover videos. He doesn't know he's talking. And that's how you get some of the important information, right? People do real, legitimate undercover investigations. Now, you knew it, and I knew it. You looked at what was happening to President Trump. You said, my gosh, this is not the way the system's supposed to work. This is crazy. But we were told, well, what do you know? You're not a lawyer. You don't work for the Department of Justice. You've never been a prosecutor. You have no idea. Oh, okay. I think I do. Oh, no, sit down, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, here's a guy who is a career DOJ prosecutor saying exactly what you and I have been saying. Make no mistake, it's the truth. And it is ugly and thoroughly un-American how the system has been weaponized against former President Trump. But tomorrow night, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that that comes up on the part of President Trump. I think it's going to be very important to hear what he has to say on that. It's also very important for you to head on over to WRVA.com and get your tickets for Politics and Pints, edition number 8, ASAP. This thing is going to sell out earlier than any of the other ones have. We've already sold out that VIP section. So if you want to come and join me and John Reed and Brian Kilmeade and Dana Lash and Howard Gutman for a fun time October the 16th at the Beacon Theater, get your tickets right now, WRVA.com. Have a fantastic evening. Enjoy the weather. We'll chat with Bill O'Reilly tomorrow. God willing, we'll do this all over again tomorrow starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.